Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've reported here recently on newspapers apologizing for poorly vetted opinion pieces. Well, now more than 280 staffers from the news side of the Wall Street Journal are demanding the Rupert Murdoch-owned paper do something about what they say is a lack of fact-checking on the editorial and opinion side, an untouchable, often right-leaning kingdom within the journal. The editorial board responded in part, "These pages won't wilt under cancel culture pressure." But Sinclair Broadcasting did seem to back down, or wilt, after withering criticism of a planned interview on its nearly 300 TV stations featuring a completely debunked COVID-19 conspiracy theorist. Let's check in with CNN's chief media correspondent, Brian Stelter. Brian, Wall Street Journal staffers pointed to an op-ed by Vice President Mike Pence published last month titled, "There Isn't a Coronavirus Second Wave," which contradicted scientists. Some of the government data featured in the piece was later corrected after a federal employee complained about it. But staffers also complained that one of their own was endangered by the editorial pages.
Yes, this was a detailed letter signed by members of the newsroom. There's never been anything quite like this at the Wall Street Journal. It does speak to these incredible tensions between the news side and the opinion side. For example, the incident you're referencing, an opinion contributor to the journal was out there tweeting, claiming that one of the Wall Street Journal's Middle East correspondents was friends with people in the Muslim Brotherhood. According to the reporters, it could put the correspondent's life in danger because the person reports from Saudi Arabia. That's just one of many examples in this multi-page letter that doesn't say opinion is bad. There's nothing wrong with having opinions. These reporters believe that the opinion section is trafficking in fact-free mis and disinformation. And I think, Robin, this is part of a larger trend. Right now, we're in a war on truth. President Trump leads that war on truth. And more reporters are standing up and saying, we have to defend basic factual values.
Well, the Pulitzer Prize-winning former Wall Street Journal columnist and reporter Paul Gigot, who now runs these pages, has been accused before of being pro-Trump and pushing aside any columns critical of Trump. But the Wall Street Journal op-ed pages, long before Gigot, have been accused of playing fast and loose with facts behind the conspiracy theories around the death of Vince Foster, the friend of the Clintons. I mean, talk a little bit about that history.
Yeah, and that's fundamentally what these reporters are bringing up. They're saying there shouldn't be two different sets of standards. We saw this recently at the New York Times, where the op-ed by Tom Cotton was picked apart by reporters who said this shouldn't have been published because there are clear factual mistakes. But of course, the Wall Street Journal's opinion pages have always leaned to the right, always had a conservative viewpoint, and that means anti-Clinton or anti-Obama are now pro-Trump in many ways. Of course, Paul Gigot and the other editors say they are proud to be providing a different point of view than other newspapers. And of course, that's a good thing. We should have a diversity of opinion. But I do think there should be basic fact-checking expectations. And it's, you know, remarkable that these reporters are calling it out for the first time in the journal's history.
Well, let's turn now to the Sinclair Broadcasting Group, which recently announced they would delay the airing of a segment with the conspiracy theorist Judy Mikovits, who's behind the completely debunked plandemic video and claims that Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci have conspired to come up with COVID-19 as a way to grab power. She was interviewed by Eric Bolling, the host of America This Week, who asks her what she believes Dr. Anthony Fauci has done wrong relating to the coronavirus. Here's what she said.
I believe Dr. Fauci has manufactured the coronaviruses in monkey cell lines and paid for and shipped the cell lines to Wuhan, China, now for at least since 2014. He published that fact and funded the studies that were published in 2015.
We can't even play this. This is insane. How could Sinclair Broadcasting, we know it's also a very conservative ownership of TV stations, how could they ever have thought that that should go on the air?
This is both a producing and an anchoring failure. And it all speaks to a political agenda. Because at the end of the day, why do you bring on a discredited researcher to make up kooky, crazy claims about Dr. Anthony Fauci? You do it to support President Trump, because the president, for some reason, doesn't want to trust his own scientists and his own experts. So all of this is in service of a political agenda. And it was a producing failure because the banner on screen said something like, did Dr. Fauci create COVID-19, which is an irresponsible thing to say. And it's an anchoring failure because Eric Bolling told my colleague Oliver Darcy that he didn't know about the background of this researcher before bringing her on to the air. That's Journalism 101, of course. So it's a failure on multiple levels, and it's all in service of a political agenda. But I think the good news is that when there was scrutiny of this, when there were stories written about this, when viewers and producers at stations started to be concerned about this, Sinclair changed its mind and decided not to run this segment. It's a sign that sunlight is still the best disinfectant.
That's Brian Stelter, CNN chief media correspondent. Brian, thanks as always.
Thank you.